Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day to experience your thoughts, your wisdom by your Spirit, so as to partake of the heavenly blessings that's been made available on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 16 to 20. Know you not that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man destroyeth the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, and such are you. Let no man deceive himself. If any man thinketh that he is wise among you in this world, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He that taketh the wise in their craftiness, and again the Lord knoweth the reasonings of the wise, that they are in vain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just clearly, you know, it's speaking here about the wisdom of God, which is so important, because it's tapping into what the Father knows and what's available in the Son as co-heirs. And so it's so important to know, in God's sight and in God's understanding, we are holy because we were made by God as part of the family for a holy purpose. And praise God, the wisdom of this world had its place in our life at one time, but it brought just bad results. And then we came to that point, and that I need a Savior. Thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus. And that was the first thing that is so important, because it's in Jesus you are washed. And then also important, it's in Jesus. Through Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. I will give you another Spirit, and He will take what is mine and reveal it to you, in Jesus' own words. And then we receive the Spirit. And then this Spirit isn't just to talk in tongues and have gifts. It includes that, yes. But the main thing about the Spirit is the wisdom of God is given through the Spirit, so as to stay in tune, develop on schedule, and be everything God made us to be. So this wonderful couple of words here are just pointing out that we are the visible expression of the invisible God. This is why we are His temples, and He lives with us, and in Him we live and move and have our being. So this is our true family. We've come out of darkness into this wonderful true family. And it's now just about keeping our sight on the Lord, saying, not my will, your will be done. And that's what it's all about. And when we're going through squeezings and we're not sure which way to take, we take the way, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Take this cup away, but not my will, your will be done. That's our prayer and our motivation at all times, so as to partake of the will of God. And that God honors, because it's saying, listen, I've had my chance by having my own will according to worldly wisdom, but now I want your wisdom, so as to portray the true fragrance of life and life in abundance that's come in Jesus, through the love of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.